dictation is on Justine, J-U-S-T-I-N-E, Cantone, C-A-N-T-O-N-E. Date of birth is 4-12-62. This 50-year-old female presents with a concern of plug feeling of her ears and then tinnitus. She reports that just after Christmas, her right ear felt plugged. It then seemed to, then that sensation seemed to decrease a little bit, but she's developed ringing in her ears that's getting worse. The ringing started about 2 weeks after Christmas. She also reports that she's getting daily headaches with significant sinus pressure over her nose. She denies any nasal congestion. She's not had any fevers. She reports that the ringing in her head, the ringing in her ears also feels like it's going throughout her head. When this first started, she felt slightly short of breath and used her inhaler, and that seemed to be helpful. At that point, she thought she was getting a cold, but it never went beyond the congested feeling in her ears and the sinus pressure. Objective vital signs are listed. Her affect is appropriate. Breath sounds regular and clear. Her heart rate's regular with no murmur. On initial inspection, both canals are occluded with a dry cerumen. The cerumen is flushed liberally with warm water, and the cerumen is removed. Behind, the TMs are retracted and dull. Her oral pharynx is benign. Her neck is supple and palpably normal. She doesn't have pain with percussion over her sinuses, but she reports ongoing pressure sensation. She does report that she thinks the ringing has decreased since the earwax was removed. Assessment 1, sinus pressure and otalgia. Number 2, cerumen impaction. Plan for the cerumen impaction that was treated today, I advise that she not use Q-tips in her ears in the future. For the otalgia and headaches, I encouraged her to use a nasal saline. I also wrote her a prescription for Nasonex, 1 to 2 sprays in each nostril daily. Number 1 with a refill. I advise that she come back if the headaches do not resolve or if she continues to have the sinus pressure. She is agreeable to this plan, and this is the end of the dictation on Justine Cantone.